bunch of different awards. What does this one mean to you?
Yeah, the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, it means everything to me, especially to win it for the second year in a row. This is my seventh year in the NFL, and I mean, in 7 years, you go through a lot of ups and downs, wins and losses. I've been in the playoffs. I've had a lot of good and bad happen, but this is definitely a highlight for me. Yeah, you know, being a Chicago Bear and being able to receive the award that's named after a former Chicago Bear great obviously means a lot, and it carries a lot of weight, not really for me, but also for the people in this community, the people in the city, the people who cared about Walter Payton, who still care about Walter Payton, people who care about the Chicago Bears. And so I'm kind of just lucky to be in these shoes because I didn't know I was going to win this award or be nominated for this award. I didn't come here with that goal or plan in mind, but God just kind of worked it out, and now I'm here in Chicago being a second-year nominee for this award, and the goal this year is to be a finalist and hopefully win.
I know you went down to build the hospital this year. You go there every Nigeria almost every year. Why is it important to you to do stuff like that?
Yeah, well, what we do, not necessarily only for people in Nigeria, but just for people who are less privileged, means a lot because it just puts your life into perspective. You know, if you just look at your life in a bubble, it's easy to complain, it's easy to cry about a lot of things, it's easy just to, you know, feel sorry for yourself. But if you actually open up your eyes a little bit and just take a step outside of your shoes, whether it's, for me, it's in Nigeria a lot of times, or maybe it's certain places in Chicago, you get a chance to see what real struggle looks like. So that's one piece. The second piece is to be able to help out people who are struggling. For me, it brings me joy, and I think anybody who's ever, you know, served or done anything for someone else, it brings you a ton of joy that you can't really get anywhere else.
That's probably the biggest thing you've learned because you've done this for so many years now, even back in high school and in college.
Yeah, well, the biggest thing I've learned in doing all the work we do in Nigeria with Living Hope Medical, Living Hope Christian Ministries, is that every year you go and every time we go every summer, and with 40 doctors and nurses and surgeons and ophthalmologist and pharmacist, and you might think it could get redundant, right? We're going every summer serving thousands of people, and it's kind of the same thing. And even with building a hospital this last year, we were able to open up Living Hope Medical Center. You might think it might get redundant, but what I've learned is that every time you go, you gain something more than you could have ever given. And so I've learned this, instead of thinking about going and I'm just going to go help all these people, I already expect to get more back. Because that's what happens every year. I go, I think I'm going to help all these people. And then I get there, and I'm like, man, y'all are helping me. You know, y'all are helping change my perspective on life, on whether it's a football situation or a contract situation or stuff going on with family or with teammates. I had a situation where a teammate and I were kind of at odds going into that trip, right? In OTAs, we were just didn't see eye to eye, and it was kind of one of those things where he stood where he was standing and I stood where I was standing. And then I went to Nigeria, and I saw, like, what real struggle looks like. People who have to walk miles to get water from a stream that other people shower in or wash their clothes in, get the water, put it in a bucket, put it on their heads, and they walk back miles to their house to get that same bucket of water, put it on a fire, boil the water to purify it, just to let it cool down because there's no refrigerators over there, just to drink that same water. And I'm mad at my teammate. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? Like, come on, it puts life into perspective. And so I'm honored to be up on this stage. And more than anything, I'm just really excited. I'm excited to be able to represent something that I think a lot of people care about. You know, a lot of times in the NFL, there's, especially with what, you know, is going on with, you know, President Trump and with, you know, teams, whether you're taking a knee or you're locking arms, what are you doing? There's so much kind of such a negative light, if you will, on the NFL. And so for me to be a guy, because that was my goal, and I'm rambling here, but which I tend to do. But that was my goal. Like, when I came into the NFL, I said, I want to be a light for my city. Whatever city it is, I want to be a light for my city. I want to be a light for the NFL. I want to be a light for my locker room. So that was a goal coming in. And so now, being on two different teams, I can look back, and obviously my season isn't over, my career isn't over, but I can look back and say I've done that. And this award is another way of showing that.
Very passionate about giving back to the community. Is that something in the way you were raised? Where does that come from?
Yeah, well, my parents, number one, this organization, this ministry started 29 years ago. I'm 29 years old. So ever since I've been a baby, they've been going to Nigeria every summer, and I wouldn't go with them until I was about 15 years old, so I would just see them go and serve. And then I caught the vision. I went with them. I was 15 years old. That's also where I met my wife. Super pumped about that. But I caught the vision. And so I started going, and I started, you know, because when I first started doing this, we do fundraisers, right? I never would want to be a guy in front of cameras or on stage, whether it's like asking for money or whatever, because I'm like, well, I don't want to be in those shoes. It's not really my thing. But now I think, where's that money going to? It's going to people who, there's a guy, you know, we had a doctor who just went, because the medical center is open, so now there's doctors employed, nurses employed in Nigeria. People who have issues can come immediately. They don't have to wait a whole year to see a doctor. And so there was a guy just a couple weeks ago, a month ago or so, who had something called a strangulated hernia. Yeah, strangulated hernia. And it just so happened that my dad and also one of the doctors from the United States, from Idaho, a doctor who comes with the name, Dr. Schmidt, they went to go serve in this hospital. And this guy came in out of nowhere, and he's like, hey, I heard there's a doctor here. My stomach is having some issues. Come to find out it's a strangulated hernia, and with issues like that, he was going to die in the next 3 days if he didn't have surgery. And so thankfully, this medical center's there, and this doctor's there, right? We have doctors and surgeons in Nigeria, but this one of the American doctors was there this time and did this surgery, and now this guy's alive. And so that's why I get excited about what we do in Nigeria. That's why I get excited about what we do in Chicago, you know, outside of Living Hope. I mean, going to different, you know, some of the stuff that we do, whether it's in a homeless shelter, at schools, or even doing stuff on the South Side. I got a chance to do a police ride along with George McCaskey. And we went to Inglewood, which is the most dangerous, if you will, place in Chicago. We got a chance just to ask the officer, man, what are ways we can help? Like, what can we do here? We're not here by accident. Like, what can we do to help this community, this area? And so kudos to George for what he's doing. But yeah, I'm not here by accident. There's nothing that happens by chance. Ready, Brady.